Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-3 South Shore Builders.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 18.89 acres into 18 lots located west of Route 5 across from roads 257 and 259. This application has also been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask if Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC comments that were received by September 20th of 2006 will be made a part of the record. The applicant submitted a revised plan on March the 12th of this year addressing the comments from the TAC committee. The advertisement was described as 18 lots. Lots 1 and 2 are existing. They're existing lots, so it's really 16 lots that we're looking at. On November 17th of last year, we received an entrance approval from VLDOT for this site. Denrex issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site is suitable for on-site septic systems. And on March the 7th of this year, we received the deed restrictions, and I'll hand those to Mr. Roberts. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Chairman, fellow commissioners, council, and staff, my name is Fred Towns, and I'm here from the law firm of Smittinger & Rodriguez in Dover, Delaware, with an address of 414 State Street, again in Dover, Delaware. I represent the applicant, South Shore Builders.
Mr. Townsend.
Yes, sir.
For our attorney's records, we need your bar number, sir.
2920. Thank you.
Thank you.
My apologies. I'm not familiar with
it. Now you may proceed, and you will be in our files here for henceforth in the future, and we will not need to ask you that question.
Good.
Unless I forget, of course. But
hopefully I will not forget what I'm going to ask next. I represent South Shore Builders, LLC, the applicant, who submitted an application, of course, for a AR1 standard subdivision, referred to as Milton Meadows. With me tonight is the principal of South Shore Builders by the name of Joe DeFrancesco. He's here to answer questions, of course. Also with me, importantly, is the project engineer, John Murray of Kircher Engineering. This project consists, I heard Mr. Abbott's comments just now. What's plotted is, I believe, 17 lots. Two of the lots, I believe, are existing. There has been a revision since the original submission, and a lot has been removed. If I've misstated that, I'm sure that Mr. Murray can correct me. The project is located on the west side. Yes, sir?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The project is located on the west side of Harbison Road at its intersection with Diamond Farm Road. The hearing tonight, of course, is a public hearing for preliminary approval following the TAC review. The TAC process has produced some comments which have been incorporated into the revised plan, including most notably a forested buffer around the perimeter of the project, as well as the inclusion of a 10-foot wide multi-use path along the frontage. Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Townsend. Just are we looking at the revised plan, or are we looking at the what we have in front of us?
We've got the revised plan. We've got 18 lots.
Lots 1 and 2 exist.
Okay. There's 18 16. Total lots. Lots 1 and 2 exist.
Okay.
So we're 16. Looking at. All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're looking at.
Okay. When you mentioned there had been a revision, I was some concerned that we maybe weren't looking at the right document. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's quite all right. And of course, it's very important, and it oftentimes happens that parties are not operating on the same page. So it's important for the record to demonstrate that we are in this case, and that the revised plan has been submitted and circulated to the commission. I mentioned the multi-use path, the forested buffer. In addition, Mr. Or your counsel's comments were received. I don't know if he's had an opportunity to review our submissions with respect to the maintenance agreement and to the restrictions. So based on a comment I heard in a prior public hearing just now, it may be necessary for us to more specifically address the need to assess individuals for stormwater drainage facilities as well as for the maintenance of the private streets. It would be my hope that between now and a final hearing on this matter, should we receive favorable consideration, we'd have an opportunity to address the council's concerns. I would, of course, respectfully request your favorable consideration of the application based on compliance with the subdivision standards as well as the absence of any public opposition. That's, of course, a prediction on my part. I understand that unsolicited, the neighbor owning most of the frontage to this project is here tonight. I don't intend to ask her to address the commission, but she is available if there are any questions. If there are no further questions for me of a more legal nature, I would invite Mr. Murray to address. Thank you. Mr. Murray.
Murray. Doubleheader tonight.
Yeah. For the record, my name is John Murray, project manager with Percher Engineering here in Georgetown. As was mentioned, and just to clear everything up, the original application that was made to the Planning and Zoning Office was for an 18-lot subdivision. Our clients had decided to present the Delaware Department of Transportation and the Planning and Zoning Department with a minor subdivision. A minor subdivision was granted for what's shown as lots 1 and 2. We obtained a letter of no objection from the Delaware Department of Transportation for that to be done. Those lots are, as far as I know, recorded. The additional 16 lots, as shown, are proposed in addition to those two lots. The forested buffers were already touched upon of what is planned adjacent to us, to the lands of the James L. Carpenter Sr. Limited Family Partnership and the lands of Karen J. Kershaw. All of the lots within this subdivision would be serviced by individual wells and individual septics. Therefore, they are 3/4 acre minimum in size. A feasibility study was performed by BSA Land Resource Consultants that was submitted to Deneric and approved. That was dated February 14, 2007. As was mentioned, we also submitted the preliminary subdivision plan to the fire marshal for his cursory review, and the fire marshal did grant an approval letter for the preliminary plan that was dated November 8, 2005. I don't know. I did not hear that was mentioned in I have a copy up in the file if you would like that before we leave this evening. We've also submitted, upon request of the Delaware Department of Transportation, after the minor subdivision was done, the nature of which was done, we did submit an entrance plan to them for their review, and they did approve that entrance plan in a letter dated October 20, 2006. As was stated, on top of the Technical Advisory Committee comments with providing 30-foot buffer areas, we have also, per DLDOT, given a 10-foot right-of-way dedication along Route 5. We have also provided the required 15-foot wide easement for the 10-foot wide multi-use path. I don't believe that I have anything else to add to it at this time. The developers do plan installing street lights within this development, and without being long-winded, they are not intending in placing curbing or sidewalk within the development.
I'm glad you took care of that. All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for either you or Mr. Townsend. Mr. Johnson, this lies in your vast territory.
Somehow it slipped in there.
Okay.
With the two existing approved lots, will they have access off of Route 5, or will they be accessed through the development if the development's approved?
Because of the nature of the way that they were designed, typically with strip lots, you'd have like their own individual entrance. With this, DLDOT had, because of the nature of how it was proposed, that's why they require us to come back and submit the entrance plan itself. They use actually the entrance, the entrance has not been built yet, but they would be using that same entrance as the rest of the lots within the subdivision. So they would not have their own individual access to Route 5.
Okay.
So the short answer is yes, they would be access.
I'm sorry,
to
yes.
Subdivision.
Yes.
Thank you.
Or more importantly, they're not going to be accessed from five.
From Route 5.
Yeah, they're going to come in. That's good. That's good.
And where's your multi-use path?
It's shown.
That's proposed.
On the plan, it's in just beyond the hatched area along the Route 5 right-of-way is the 10-foot-wide right-of-way dedication as required. And if you look just, I know there's a lot of lines going on, but just beyond that, there's the 15-foot-wide permanent, and in fact, the verbiage is on right where lot one is, 15-foot-wide.
Oh, so this is what the state usually, or DLDOT usually requires. This is not something that's within the subdivision.
Correct.
That's what I'm searching
Correct.
For. Okay. I have no further questions at this time. Mr. Burton?
No questions. Mr. Corey?
I just have one. Would you have enough land at the entrance to put up a school bus stop if needed?
I would think so. As was shown on the previous application that you heard this evening, we do have the room to place an easement on either lot one or two, if approved, to place a covered shelter. That is something that I've already discussed with the property owners, and they do not object to doing that.
Okay. That's all I have.
Yeah, Mr. Smith.
In looking at the plan, does the shape of lots 6, 7, 14, and 15, do they present any problems to the homeowners, either of siting a home on them, working with well and septic setbacks?
No, there's actually, we presented the plan to our clients before preliminary plan submission had been made to the county. And with the products that they're proposing within the development, there's not a limitation as to not having a lot that would not be able to use, have one of the products placed upon it.
Could you define products shortly?
One of their homes, okay. One of the single family homes. Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
One of the homes.
Right. So like on lot 7 in that building envelope, that won't present problems of siting a home, having a setbacks from well, and also having a septic.
No, there would be no limitations. There weren't any limitations when the preliminary the feasibility study was done for the soils. There weren't any severe limitations regarding septic. So regarding elevated sand mounds and so forth, where we would have to have a specific location where we there are no denial areas for a septic could not be placed. So when their products would fit on the lot, their single family homes, there would also be room for the wells and for the septics without encroaching on someone else's property or where their well or septic would be placed.
Just an idea of the type of home that'll be here, be a custom home?
I would ask prior on that for the principal, one of the principal owners to come before you and I go over that with you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joe DeFrancisco. I reside at 15 Ashley Drive in Middletown, Delaware. And I am one of the owners of the Rosewood subdivision. As far as what type of homes, we're going to have probably 4 to 5 standard models that we've designed and are presently building in other areas in the Seaford area and up in Middletown, and we probably incorporate them. We have 2 ranch houses. We have a Cape Cod, which is an expandable. We have an option of a finished second floor or an unfinished second for a family growth later on. And then we have a couple of 2-story models that we would also offer out there. Single family garages, family style homes.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
No other questions. All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
I had a question on the setbacks. It appears that the multi-use path is actually located on the lots, the way it's drawn.
Correct. We're under the idea typically that area is an easement, that it's a 15-foot-wide easement for the multi-use pad.
I'm just trying to clarify.
Not a buffer, yes. So it is, that does go through a portion of those parcels.
The setback on lots 14, 13, 14, 15, they would be considered through lots because they front on the cul-de-sac. So the setback would be 40 from the right-of-way of Route 5.
Referring to the rear setback?
Yeah, because it's a through lot. Okay. Even though you don't have access, it's still a setback requirement. And the corner lot on 1 and 2 is actually a multimodal path because you dedicated 15 feet if the commission approved it. I just want to make sure you understood that that's 40 on those other three lots.
I was not aware of that. I was under the assumption that the subdivision, within the subdivision itself, that there
were... You have to acknowledge the fact that you're backing up to a public grade. You still need to get the setback.
Setback on 1 and 2?
Setback on 1 and 2, they're actually entering from the subdivision street. So this right away along 22 or Route 5 would be 15 from the property line. And if the easement's considered within the property line, then it meets the setback requirements.
Okay.
So the ultimate setback along all those lots would be along that multi-use path. What you're saying is that the setback from there would have to be 40 feet from the property.
Well, that's what it should be, but lots 1 and 2, because they're corner lots, can have 15-foot setback from the front property line on that one on the side next to Route 5. I was concerned about the other three. I'd prefer to see a greater setback off of 5 since it's right at the intersection of the subdivision with the Route 5. But numbers 13, 14, and 15 have to be at least 40. That's all I have.
All right, sir, Mr. Counts.
Nothing.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson.
Just a couple things. As Mr. Townsend stated, the restrictive covenants are going to need a specific reference to stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities in there, which they don't. But that's, that can be fixed, obviously, before final. I note also the maintenance declaration. Yeah, it looks like it was pulled from a Kent County project, and there's references to Kent County, so obviously that needs to be changed. Is there any tax ditches on or adjacent to the parcel? Okay. And I guess I'm just curious, what's the property used for now? Because it looks like there's just fences all over the place. I mean, when you look at the site plan.
The previous owner, they have a horse farm. The horse farm is actually adjacent to this project. So those fences do exist. There's quite a few fences that were out there for different corrals.
Okay. Right. I was curious as much as anything about that. I've never seen a site with so many fences.
There's a lot of fences.
They've been removed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So they've been removed. When the original survey was done, they were still in place.
Neither here nor there. I was just kind of wondering. So, all right. Thanks.
Okay. All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Subdivision 2006-3 South Shore Builders? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
Hi, my name is Karen Joyce Kershaw, and I am the seller of the property. I live right next door on a smaller horse farm, and I think their plan is a wonderful thing for the community and for me. I will look forward to having them get started. Well, not so much that, but the kind of homes that they're going to put up will be very complimentary to the community, and also single-family homes. I think it's a great idea.
All right, then.
And the property's already sold, so, it's just, I think it's good that they're going to do it.
Well, thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If I may comment on the remark, I think she clarified herself at the end. She's not the current owner. The current owner is... as represented the applicant.
Was the seller. She is not a seller now because it's already sold.
That's correct. She
already has her money, so she has no reason in the world to want to be here other than to voice her true opinion.
That's put better than I would have done it myself.
Well, I've been here a little longer than you, okay? This is your first trip out. It's not my first rodeo, okay? I think I knew what you were saying. And a point well taken, by the way, ma'am. I appreciate your being here.
Thank you, sir. Additionally, she does maintain ownership of property which is adjacent to the subdivision.
Therefore, she has a real interest in what happens in the neighborhood. Okay, is there anyone else would like to speak in favor
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-3? Yes, ma'am. Please come up.
Good evening. Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to express concerns regarding subdivision 2006-3 has been proposed.
We need your name.
I represent the interest of James L. Carpenter, James L. Carpenter Jr., myself, K. Carpenter Dukes, James L. Carpenter & Son Incorporated, and the J. L. Carpenter Sr. Family Limited Partnership located at 27113 Carpenter Farm Lane in Milton, Delaware. As a third generation farm family with a promising fourth generation to follow, we would like to see the area remain conducive to agriculture and safe for travel and the moving of ag-related equipment. Subdivision 2006-3 that South Shore Builders is applying for is adjacent to approximately 108 acres of land that we own and till for ag purposes. Our property lies due west of the proposed subdivisions. The subdivision also lies west of a curve on Route 5 that bears onto Carpenter Road, which leads to the hub of our farming operation. Although I have not seen the plans and am ignorant to whether my concerns have been addressed in the plans, I would nonetheless like to cite the following reasons for my concerns. First, this area is agriculture in nature, and it is imperative that the prospective buyers be made aware of the right to farm legislation of the state of Delaware. With this in mind, we would like to see a buffer of trees along the property line to help with the dust, drifting of spray, and the noise involved with farming. This buffer would also discourage trespassing on our adjacent property. Crop dusting is also performed on this acreages, and the proposed residents need to be made aware of this activity prior to their purchase. Secondly, as noted before, the subdivision lies west of a curve on Route 5 that connects to County Road 259, also known as Carpenter Road. This curve has a history of accidents, a recent one in the past 3 years involving a school bus and, unfortunately, the death of a man. This curve is of special interest to us as we have farm equipment crossing Route 5 to travel into the base operation. Visibility is of the utmost importance. Our family also has a personal interest, as it is the route we travel to and from our homes located on Carpenter Road to the town of Milton. Again, we appreciate your time and effort into looking into our concerns, and we trust that your decision will be the best for Sussex County and its residents. And if you have any questions, I would be glad to comment.
Okay. Does anyone have a question? Or
I was going to say one thing you might want to do, if Mr. Lang doesn't have a copy of that, if you want to submit that into the record.
Could I submit that tomorrow at the office?
Yeah, that's fine. If this is approved, just because you made the statement that you weren't sure what was shown on there.
No, it was not visible to me.
Yeah, and that's understandable. I just want to let you know one of the things that I was looking at during the hearing was their proposed declaration of restrictive covenants and also the site plan to see if there's the agricultural use protection notice in there. And in fact, that's one of the things that the commission always looks at whenever there's agricultural uses nearby. And it is on the site plan and it is in the restrictions. So if it were to be approved, and if somebody did purchase a lot in there, they would be on legal notice constructively, if they didn't actually know it, that their farm operations nearby, that they're purchasing subject to that, which includes noise, night operations, dust, odor, light, you know, all the things that you mentioned. So, I mean, in their application, they've covered all that. You know. And it looks as though they've, you know, designed a 30-foot forested buffer, which is also required by county code, into that. So
the forested buffer is adjacent to our property then?
Yeah, it actually runs along your entire, it looks like your property is on the west side of this, and
correct,
it runs down the entire side of that. So there's no lot lines or anything that extend into that forested buffer, and the forested buffer would have to be maintained by the homeowners association. So no buildings could go in there, and you know, it would have to be maintained as a screen, basically. That's the intent of that ordinance from farming operations.
May I ask a question, a follow-up question on that point? When are is the developer obligated to establish this? This is a wide-open farmland right now. There's no existing forested buffer, so they'd have to establish it. Is there a certain number of lots or a time frame that that has to be established or a practice that we've used?
Yeah, I mean, it has to, at the time of final site plan, you know, it's got to show up on there. And then I believe that the county, and I just don't know the answer to this right off the top of my head at what stage it is, but I believe the county inspectors go out and check to see if that's been started at the time they do their inspections on the roads and site work and stuff like that.
I was thinking it had to be done when the roads,
yeah,
before, actually, would should be in before the lots are sold, any lots are sold.
And I'm not certain who, maybe Lawrence chime in on this, if it's planning, zoning, or engineering's people that go.
Engineering people actually watch for the landscaping as they're doing street construction review.
Okay.
But they can actually start houses and get building permits because they bond the property.
Well, okay.
But
yeah,
guarantee
right,
that
right
that
then
takes
yeah
place.
Right.
Okay.
Our intention would be to build that berm immediately as the roads were being constructed and install all the shrubs.
If that's the case, please reflect that on your final site plan, either by note or drawing. Okay. And Mr. Dukes, would you like to? You said you didn't see a copy of this. You're welcome to have mine if you like. Your constituents might want to see that. And we'll certainly take your comments under advisement. And anyone else? Any other questions?
I just have one that's kind of off from this application. Is this the same Carpenter Farms that may have had concerns about a prior application that I believe was a subdivision by the name of Anthem?
Correct.
And
correct
another?
Correct.
Okay. And thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning. The gentleman that